Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Texas Music Reviews live from Henry's Hideout, the horniest place in Texas. I am so happy to be here doing this song by Coe Wetzel, Damn Near Normal. I am joined by the one, the only Kyle Garrett from the Texas Toast Podcast.
Hey, man. Thanks for showing up, dude.
Welcome, dude. Yeah. This is awesome. For everybody at home, man, my name's Harley Ray.
I'm Zach United.
I'm Drew Mitchell.
And I'm Kyle Garrett.
There we go.
That's Kyle.
That's Kyle. Dude, we're so happy to have a fellow musician in the round on this song. This is great. We had Jack not too long ago for one that we did, and it just went so well. And not only are you a very, very, very well-versed podcast entrepreneur and, you know, podcast personality, but you're a damn good musician, bro.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
We usually jump to Zach on the take of the song first, but since you're our guest, what do you think of this one out of the gate, brother?
Man, to me, it feels like he's shaking off the rust. He's getting ready for this country record that he's been teasing, joking about. Mm. We'll see if it's real or not, but that's kind of my take. It seems like he's kind of prepping us for what's to come, I think.
Okay.
What do you think?
I had a hard time getting into it, I'm not going to lie. But
what? I'm still jamming. This song is so fire, dude.
Are you kidding me?
No, let me lay my plane. Right. I had a hard time getting into it because... When I listened to Coe Wetzel, I expect that party upbeat kind of country, and he was using a lot more like guitar effects that aren't typically done. Like, I don't know if that's a bass that he's playing really just in the beginning, but it was a strum definitely at the end, and it almost felt like an acoustic bass. So that was a little bit different for me. Then as I started listening and that guitar comes in, very like Radiohead Pixies vibe with that guitar tone, you know, and then reaching out into, I felt like he stepped into the studio of like the U's or the Almost, you know, and cut this record or cut this track specifically. But then I started listening to it and I was like, okay, he's still doing his Co thing. I can get into this. I can dig it. And then by the end, you're singing the song, and that's the mark of a good song. When you got that lyric that's catchy, that grabs you, that pulls you in. And, you know, that Southern accent is so dang hard that if you weren't from Texas, you probably wouldn't even understand a fucking word he said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he did the damn thing. And, it took me a while to get into it at first because I was expecting a different kind of Coe, but I like it. It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's Coe country. I mean, I think he's kind of developed his own lane, right? It's Coe country, and it is the first single since the last record, El Paso. And, you know, he's got a bunch of big dates coming up, bunch of big festivals this year. So it makes sense. And I'm looking forward to the rest of it. And you're right, Harley, to your point, this is one of those songs that after you listen to it, I always say, like, you know, a good radio song when I wake up and it's in my head.
Yep.
And this is one of those that does that.
Yeah, dude, there's so much expression in the drums, like that hi-hat, like opening up the hi-hat. And the ghost notes that are like fiddled in, dude. Like, there's so much expression in the drums. It's
a
like
ghost note on the drums. What's a ghost note on the drum?
Oh my God, Harley.
What's a ghost note?
Yeah, you really don't know what a ghost note is?
No, I'm like,
oh, it's like a little upbeat taps, like the soft little quiet,
like a sixteenth on the
snare drum. It's just accents. Yeah. It's like seasoning.
I didn't know that was called a ghost note,
dude. I know what a ghost note on like a bass or guitar is. You know, where you're like
same thing. Yeah, totally. It's just an accent. But kind of like you were saying though, riffing off both of you guys, like I totally got that pop punk vibe. Like that's kind of the world I come from. But with the drums, the way they're driving, it's real like real tight in a pocket. And then he's got that bass with, but it's kind of like a low pass on that, a classical guitar?
Yeah, like a rolling fuzz low pass type of
something. Super
if that
cool
was a guitar,
though.
That was a bass driver and a low pass. Dude. Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool.
But it sounds like they were at Sonic Ranch having fun. Yeah. That's what I like about
it. And I'm so excited that they're back there to do, because El Paso is one of my favorites from him, like out of his whole collection. I really love that record. I spent a lot of time with it, and I was excited to see them back at Sonic Ranch. I think that's a special place for him and his crew. So,
definitely.
Yeah, I mean, when we talk about lyrics on this song, it's very, very much something musicians can relate to where you're in this lifestyle where you're having a hard time sleeping. Maybe you're on the road and then you're so used to being on the road that sleeping in a bed that doesn't move kind of gets really hard to sleep, and you're taking Valium, you're doing whatever, smoking weed just to get to sleep and just to the point to where it's become normal, you know, being outside of your comfort zone has become normal. So excellent job on painting the imagery throughout the lyrics, the composition. Yeah, like you said, That's what threw me for the loop is because, look, I had an emo phase. I think we all did. If you didn't, you're a liar. Everybody thought seeing girls were hot in the early 2000s. I don't care what anybody says, but I felt like this one, he really knew the
some
market.
Some still do.
Dude, you tell me you don't see... Oh, my wife's going to tear me up for this one. Tell me you don't see a big titty goth walking down the street and you don't look twice.
If that's not a record
title. I'm not saying you say anything or do anything, but you look twice. said my piece. Co, if you agree, let me know.
I mean, I'm an observer.
Yeah.
I at least look once.
Hey, man.
I at least look once.
We're all savages. But anyways, if you're a savage, chances are you have a savage intestine system backing up that plumbing. And if you need good work, go see Burke down in Conroe. If you're in the Conroe area, Burke Family Plumbing, taking care of all your needs. You need them pipes to ring, give Burke a ring. In the meantime...
Hey, while we're talking about Burke Family Plumbing, Burke Family Plumbing and Texas Music Reviews presents Salute to Our Heroes, April the 11th, at the American Legion in the heart of Willis, Texas, off 1097, post 618, the American Legion. Again, April the 11th, we've got Peyton Howie performing, Mr. Harley Ray will be performing.
Hey, that's me.
Bubba Wesley will be performing, John Gentry, and more. We're having tons of crawfish. It's open to the public, $10, all-you-can-eat crawfish while it lasts. There's going to be vendors. It's going to be awesome. And again, the whole Texas Music Reviews crew will be out there, so y'all come see us.
It's a good spot.
Yeah, dude. And if you're watching from home, thank you for sticking all the way to the end. Don't forget to smash that like, follow, share, subscribe, all that good stuff that you hear these, you know, influencers saying, and we're really bad about it. Ben, so tell us a little bit about Texas Toast, dude. How did that come about?
Yeah, man, that's it's a crazy story. We, you know, we're just celebrating 3 years. We're just past the 300 episodes mark, and basically during beginning of COVID, I got paired up with Helen, who's the host of the show, and it was a company we were both working for. I took an internship during COVID and was kind of like, hey, I'm going to try something different. They put us in a room together, said, y'all are going to start a podcast. And she was like, oh, hell no, we're not. And a couple months after begging, we got Coffee Anderson, we got John Stork. A couple episodes in the bag, and then from there, it's been history. And we're
300 episodes?
Two episodes a week for 3 years, man.
That's pretty crazy, man.
It's been crazy, yeah.
That's serious podcasting, dude.
Tip the hat.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, nothing like this. We're all on Zoom. But we make it work, man. It's been fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
People don't realize how much work goes into that. You know, it's a lot of coordination.
Especially to schedule two episodes a week consistently.
Yep.
Two episodes a week consistently with two different people's schedules. Like, man, that's hard to do.
Yeah, dude. It's been tough, but we're making it work, man. It's been a fun ride, you know. And dude, glad to be associated with people like you guys now. You know, we're getting big community. It's super cool.
It's for the love. That's why we're
Yeah, we're just making chicken salad out of chicken shit.
Hey, what you gotta do, man.
Harley loves chicken salad.
I need some chicken salad, dude. But yeah, man. So where can we find the Texas Toast Podcast, brother?
Yep, Texas Toast Pod on Instagrams. We're kind of posting everything: Facebook, okay, Twitter, all that stuff too. But TexasToastPodcast.com.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to check out Texas Music Reviews, TexasMusicReviews.org, because I don't know why we went with .org, but it seemed like that was, I think .com was taken.
Yeah, some organization probably, I think, bought .com, and we had to go with something else.
Buy it, so they could sell it back. Well, I don't have too much else to say about this song other than I like where he was heading with it. It took me a while to get into it, but after it did, it started opening up all of my old wounds and scars from my emo days, and then nicely blended me into today. I think it was an excellent piece, and just like you said, Kyle, man, hit it nose on the head. I think he's prepping us for the next album. I'm really excited to see what happens. What do you think, Zach?
I'm excited to see him at Cattle Country in Gonzales, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be an awesome weekend, and I'm also looking for, you know, he's playing that big show in Arlington with Morgan Wallen in July, too, so a bunch of cool stuff. I'm going to be there for both of them, and I can't wait. I can't wait for the new record. I love this song. Does not remind me of Radiohead or the Pixies.
The guitar tone. The guitar tone sounds a little bit creep. A little bit.
Very experimental.
Creep? Yeah.
That's my least favorite Radiohead song, too.
Really?
Oh, man.
Hey, Co, I just want to know what 10 times the weight of a sober man is. Just whenever you get around to it.
Yeah, if you're watching, let us know.
I think that Co is getting back to the roots of where people really started to pay attention and fall in love with Co.
Yeah. That darker side.
Well, he made a post on Instagram recently, and he's like, "I want to get back to that nasty shit."
Mm. Oh yeah,
that shit.
That nasty shit.
So, yeah, man, I love it.
That blindfolded at 2 a.m. picking one to go home with. Hey, man, thank you guys so much for watching all the way to the end. Like I said, hit like, follow, share, subscribe. If you've got friends that need better taste in music, send them over to Texas Music Reviews. From everybody here, man, my name's Harley Ray. I'll keep an ear out for you.
I'm Zach United. I'll see y'all in the honky tonk.
I'm Kyle Garrett. Thanks for listening.
Drew Mitchell. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other.
Hey,
I'll see you next time.
Thanks for coming, man. Yeah.